From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Iraq's governing council is gearing up for another round of negotiations with the U.S. civil authority in Baghdad. Over the next few weeks, they'll be working on drafting a law to coordinate the elections that are scheduled for no later than January of 2005. Both sides have invited the U.N. to help with the elections. But Iraq's most powerful Shiite Muslim cleric has issued an ultimatum to the U.N. that may complicate this process. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. And Ivan, there's been a new round of communication between the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani and the U.N. What's the latest?
Well, this letter from Ayatollah al-Sistani, it arrived at the U.N. a couple of days ago, and it criticized the interim constitution for Iraq. That's a U.S.-sponsored document. It was signed by the Iraqi Governing Council earlier this month. Hours after that document was signed, Sistani criticized the law. He questioned its legitimacy because he said it was written by an unelected body. The Iraqi Governing Council is appointed by the U.S. In this letter to the UN, he said that the law, this interim constitution, will promote sectarianism in Iraq, and he warned that if the UN endorses it, he will boycott an expected United Nations delegation's visit to Iraq that's due to arrive any day now. The Security Council, the UN Security Council, it's meeting to discuss Iraq today in New York, and when asked about Sistani's statement, a diplomat at the UN told NPR, "Right now, there are no plans to endorse this disputed interim constitution."
The Ayatollah al-Sistani has been insistent on there being elections in Iraq, and he did, as you say, criticize the interim constitution. What's surprising here, then, for him to have sent this letter off to the UN criticizing it?
Well, by threatening to boycott the UN delegation's upcoming visit to Iraq, it could threaten the entire process for trying to set up elections in Iraq by January of 2005. Iraqi leaders say they need Sistani on board for any of this process to set up a future government, for any of it to succeed. If he objects, they say it simply will fail. So by issuing this ultimatum, it threatens the entire process, and he is the one who's been calling the most for elections in Iraq.
All of this comes amid what the U.S. describes as a spike in attacks in Iraq. What's the latest?
We've got reports of Iraqi police killed in several parts of Iraq, the U.S. military confirming 9 Iraqi police officers killed in an ambush south of Baghdad today. And we're hearing about this every day. Iraq's interior minister, in an interview today, he said that Iraqi forces are simply not ready to take over security in Iraq after the expected handover from the U.S. occupation on June 30th. We've seen a spike in brazen daylight attacks, rocketing going on in Baghdad on Sunday, and 2 Finnish businessmen killed here yesterday. And the U.S. is predicting even more attacks in the run-up to June 30th. Some of these Shiite Muslim political leaders who have many differences with the U.S. Occupation here, they say that despite these differences, they want the U.S. to stay here after June 30th because they know Iraq cannot take over security in this country.
Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking to us from Baghdad.